Afternoon, folks. So I'm standing here with Nautilus. Tell us a little bit about how you're feeling right now.
I feel good. I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to it. We'll see how I am on Monday morning. So hopefully I'm done before that, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, good. Do you have a target time you'd like to accomplish this by?
If I go 35 to 40 hours, I'll be happy. So.
Good. And do you have any special dietary things going on this weekend?
If it's really hot, I'll be fluid most of the way, but once it cools off, I'll hopefully go back to solid. So nothing really special. I got Pop-Tarts and Pringles as some candy, but otherwise it's Carbo-Pro and Fig Newtons and bagels and all that good stuff.
Interesting. So no hot dogs for you then?
No, I didn't even consider that.
All right, good. Well, is there anything else? Any other comments?
No, hopefully I'll just see you at the finish line.
All right, well, good luck. I'll see you at the finish line.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, we have a rookie solo rider here with an extremely strange totem name. Can you say something about that? Well, explain to us what it is again, and then say something about it.
The totem is nudibranch, and it is a sea slug, which is actually very, it's iridescent, and it kind of flops along, and that's how it locomotes, that's how it moves. So,
how did you choose that?
Well, there were everything else was taken, and then and so I thought, okay, how about a really strange name? And so I thought of nudibranch. So I submitted that, and that's what they accepted.
Very nice. How are you experienced with this course? Have you driven it or ridden parts of it before, or is this all totally new?
This is all totally new.
Wow. Have you've studied the maps to some degree? I presume. What's the bit that looks either the scariest or most exciting to you?
Well, of course, Towns Pass is the most daunting, but I'll probably walk that. I need some exercise, so I'll probably get off and stretch my legs, and I don't know, I'll just do what I can do.
Nice. Are you someone new to ultra cycling, or is this a new something you've been doing for a while?
Well, it's not anything I've been doing for a terribly long time, although my spouse and I decided to do the Race Across America this June, and so we did it as a team, two-person team, as Team Racing Against Diabetes. So that's my only experience with ultra cycling.
I like the way that you just casually toss into conversation there. Oh, we just happened to do Race Across America. It's nice. It sounds like you're a pretty well prepared then for the 508. Any last comments?
No. Otherwise, no. I have no idea. I'm not a very good climber, but as I said, we'll see what happens, and that's the. I'll do the best I can do.
Awesome. Hope you do well, and see you at the finish line. All right, guys. We have Team Numbat in front of us. Come on, guys. What's the deal with that?
Well. That was Jason's choice. It's some type of Australian marsupial or something like that.
It just sounds like a cool name.
Yeah, cool name. We wanted something short and snappy that wasn't hard to spell.
Okay, so this is you guys' first attempt, or yeah. Are you veterans?
Yeah, this is our first attempt. Both of us are from Las Vegas. So.
Oh, really? Have you been doing a lot of desert training then, being from Vegas?
Yep, desert training. He's the desert specialist.
Okay, which one of you has Towns Pass?
No, I think you do.
Sounds like a bit of dissent in the ranks here over who's doing Towns Pass.
No, I am. I'm doing Towns Pass because I'm doing the odd stages, so I got stuck with that. But I don't have to do the last 58 miles. So my last stage is 33, so he gets to do the longer last. So I want to get all the stuff over with right away.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Sounds like you're in high spirits for this. So best of luck and hope to see you at the finish line. Okay, we're standing here with Pikachu, ultra cute Japanese cartoon character. Can you say something about... Sorry?
A Pokemon character.
Can you say something about why you chose a Pokemon character?
My kids picked it for me.
Sweet. Are you a rookie or a veteran? Okay. And do you have a time set? Do you think you can... All right, so we stood here with Team Platypus from Los Angeles, rookie two-person relay team. Guys, what are you expecting from 508 miles in the desert?
Lots of sun, heat, and wind.
And relentless climbs.
Nice. Sounds like a good time. So you guys, you've been training for this, I presume. What have you been doing to prepare?
Lots of climbing. We live right in L.A., so we got Santa Monica Mountains, Latigo, Yerba, Decker, all those climbs in one day, you know, and do it Saturday and go out and do it Sunday. So lots of time in the saddle, that's all.
In my experience, those hills are steeper than most things you'll encounter here.
Okay.
And I've been exploring the nutritional options people have been taking. I found two camps. There's been the Sustained Energy Liquid Diet camp and the Hot Dogs and Burritos camp. Which camp are you guys in?
Might be a little bit of both, I don't know. No, we're both using the Hammer products, Perpetuum and Heed mixed together probably, so little Cliff Bars in there.
Off the bike, I got some chocolate-covered pretzels, though, yeah. So I'm keeping it real.
Nice. And then logistically, how are you guys coping with the team thing? There's obviously a four-person team. You can just crew for yourselves. Solo, you've got to have a team. Have you guys got extra people looking after you, or are you just doing it the two of you?
My younger brother's going to be here, and John's wife is coming down with her friend. So we got a good group of three people that'll be hopefully responsible and not get lost.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife's supporting and my friend Jeff, so hopefully they help us out.
So I think it was 3 years ago I tried to get riding with you guys, and I had a flat. I had the impression you guys were pretty fast, so I was wondering what sort of time are you estimating here? Do you have any idea? Have you got a target?
Not really. So we figure 4 hours per stage. So we hope to be around 30 hours for the, if we're under 30 hours, we're happy.
That's pretty sweet. I hope so you'd be done by sunset Sunday.
We haven't seen half the climbs out there. So, I mean, you never know what we could run into.
Cool. Well, guys, go get them. I hope you do well. And I hope you get there by sunset on Sunday.
Thanks a bunch, Morgan. Best of health.
Going to finish.
How's it under 40.
Under 40?
Hopefully under 40, yeah.
Cool.
Want to finish comfortably.
Cool. One question I've been asking many people, what are you eating?
Fluids, mostly fluids.
Purely liquid diet?
Hammer gel, Hammer nutrition products, Sustain Energy, and a few fig bars, you know.
Excited?
Yeah, butterflies, first time.
Awesome. Well, go get them, and hope it all turns out well, and see you on the finish line.